Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Have you ever been up in New England? Now that's a beautiful part of the country and fascinating for all its unique customs and manners. The drive up US 1 through Massachusetts and Maine follows the coastline, and I'm telling you there's a picturesque scene almost every mile. And one of the big curiosities is the architecture. The houses right along the seacoast, and especially those that have been there 100 years or more, are tall and narrow and usually of white frame construction. And on the roof of many of them is a curious structure. It's a tiny room, probably not more than 10 feet square. It looks awkward up there, and visitors inevitably ask what it is. The native New Englanders smile and reveal that it's called the Widow's Watch. Back in the early days, many of the men in that area made their living by fishing. They would go out into the Atlantic, sometimes to be gone for weeks at a time. And the wives who were left behind never knew if their men would return or not. Winds and storms left many of the women widows. But they wouldn't give up. When they heard the sound of an approaching ship, they would go up to the widow's watch and anxiously look out to sea. Who knows, that boat on the horizon just might be the one they're looking for. And as long as they could go up there to look, it would seem there was hope. We're creatures of hope. I've talked to people who've been out of work for months, and for most of them, there's still hope. Tomorrow's want ads will have the perfect job. The next ring of the phone will be the employment agency. For the parents of a soldier listed as missing in action, hope never completely dies. There remains one chance in a million that their son will one day walk through that front door. Some ray of hope lives on. What does it say about us that we're such creatures of hope? Well, it says that we know almost instinctively that the here and now is not all there is. Something new and better is around the corner. What we know today is not the final chapter. And this is true even when, rationally speaking, there is no hope. As the family and the minister stand around an open grave at a time when life itself is gone, what's the theme of the hour? The word is spoken there that even death is not hopeless, and somehow it makes the scene more bearable. What is it you hope for? What would you like to see just over the horizon? I have high hopes for several specific things in my life. Is it possible that my hopes and yours might be the same? This is Heartbeat.